In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There were supposed to be 12 apostles. And the reason why there were 12 apostles was because there were 12 tribes in old Israel. And Jesus, when he founded his church, wanted there to be 12 patriarchs of the new Israel, which is the church. And so he picked 12 men to be his apostles. But one of those men betrayed him. His name was Judas. And Judas betrayed Jesus, and he died. Now, some of the other apostles weren't faithful to Jesus all the time either. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. But when he realized what he'd done, he repented and he came back to Jesus and he was forgiven. And the same was true for the other apostles who ran away when Jesus was arrested. They too returned to Jesus. But Judas didn't. And so, one of the things that the church had to do after Jesus' resurrection was replace Judas so that there would be 12 apostles again. Now, who did they pick? Well, they picked someone who was like them, who had been with Jesus the whole time and who'd been a witness to the resurrection. In fact, they picked 2 guys. There was Matthias and Joseph called Barsabbas. And they prayed over them, and then they drew straws. It's called drawing lots. And the reason they did that was that way God had his pick. And so the lot fell upon Matthias, and he replaced Judas. Now, what's very interesting is when other apostles died, they were not replaced. And why were they not replaced? Because they were still apostles. They are still apostles in heaven. So they didn't need to be replaced, including Matthias, who was martyred for the faith in a faraway country named Georgia. Not the state of Georgia, but Georgia, which is by Russia in Asia. And he remains an apostle in heaven. So that is a truly wonderful thing that we still have 12 apostles, and one of them is Matthias. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.